This is another edition of the More Abundant Life Radio broadcast. My name is Adrian Westney Jr. Glad you joined us today. I'm your host for today's program, and as always, I want to welcome you warmly to our program. If this is your first time, I hope that you'll enjoy what you hear and that you'll return and tune in to hear the More Abundant Life every time it's on this station. Today, our message is entitled, He's Already Been There. Pastor Phipps is going to be speaking on that title, and as usual, we have some music for you today also. In fact, the music today is going to be entitled Always. It's a favorite song for us here on The More Abundant Life, one that's performed by Wintley Phipps from the CD entitled The Power of a Dream. Here's Pastor Phipps now with the special song for today, Always. That's music by Wintley Phipps here on the More Abundant Life radio broadcast. We heard the song entitled Always by Wintley Phipps, and it's from the CD release entitled The Power of a Dream. Today's message, He's Already Been There. That's the title. We'll call this message number 266 in our series. And at the end of the message today, you can stay tuned because I'll have some information on how you may obtain an audio copy of today's message. Just now, though, here is Pastor Phipps with today's very, very special message. We do hope that you enjoy it.
You have your Bibles. I want you to go to the book of Deuteronomy this morning. What book did I say? Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 8. The Bible says, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." My message this morning, he's already been there. He's already been there. One of my favorite passages of scripture comes from a time when the mighty battalions of the Syrian army had surrounded God's people in Samaria. They cut off their food and their lines of supply. The Syrian army waited for desperation to take its toll upon God's frightened and beleaguered people. With each passing day, Israel's rations of food grew scarce, and soon the nation of Israel was in the grip of an awful and terrible famine. The situation grew desperate. Starvation began to set in. Every morning, the king of Israel was greeted by the grisly sights of his emaciated people. But early one morning, while in the midst of earnest prayer, the prophet Elisha received an encouraging word from the Lord. "Fear not, Elisha. Tell the people that God has said that deliverance will come in the morning." Elisha stood before the nation and proclaimed with confidence the word he had received from the Lord. "This time tomorrow," said Elisha, "you won't have to buy food on the black market. This time tomorrow, one shekel will buy you 2 gallons of flour, and one shekel will buy you 4 gallons of grain. This time tomorrow, God has promised that deliverance will come to the house of Israel." The Bible tells us that about that same time, 4 lepers were holding their general conference convention. 4 lepers, drawn together by the fellowship of their shared circumstance, they sat around discussing the grim details of their dilemma. They were determined, these 4 lepers, to confront their common plight, and instead of bemoaning their predicament, they were analyzing their situation and assessing their options. 4 lepers. They refused to surrender to the tyranny of the inevitable. It reminds me of the story I once read of those 2 prisoners who were shackled to the wall of a dark dungeon. They were tied securely by manacles and chains. They were hanging spread-eagled above the floor, suspended a few feet, and there was only 1 small window in this cell. It was high above their heads, 30 feet above their heads. And in the midst of this impossible situation, one prisoner turned to the other, full of hope and creativity, and whispered to his friend, "Hey, Joe, here's my plan." The Bible tells us that as these 4 hungry lepers sat assessing their hopeless situation, one leper turned to the others and said, "Here's my plan." One leper, he said, "We've got 3 options. First option is we can stay right here, do nothing, starve, and die. Second option, we can go back into the city where there's already famine and die there." Sounds like some churches to me. option. We can go into the camp of the Syrians and make our case. Who knows? We might live and then we might die. If we go forward and they spare us, we will live, eat, we'll be all right. If we go forward and they hate us, they don't like us, then we eat and then we die. Either way, we're going to eat. What is your pleasure, gentlemen? Remember, if we stand still, we die. If we go backwards, we die. If we go forward, we might live, and then we might die. But we might live. Amen. Those lepers looked at each other with consensus and determination. Everyone to a man said, "Let's go for it. Let's go forward." I want you to know that those four lepers were full of hope and inspiration. They came up with the plan. They put a plan in motion. The plan was to go to the Syrians, throw themselves on the mercy of the Syrians, make their case. And so they went out, these four hungry lepers. The sun began to go down. These four lepers steeled themselves within. In other words, they just got enough courage. And they walked into the camp of the Syrians to surrender and make their case. But when they got there, they found that God had already been there. Listen to me this morning. To their surprise, they found that God had already been to the camp of the Syrians. You see, a little while before dawn, the Bible says that the Lord made the Syrians hear the sound of a vast army coming to attack them. Have mercy, Jesus. It sounded to them like a host of horses and chariots when there was nothing coming. My God is awesome. He was working psychological warfare. Are you with me today? Just the sounds of war created by God caused the army to run. Oh, I tell you, when the lepers got to the Syrian camp, they found that God had already been there. When you read it, they got so happy. These four lepers, they sat down, they ate everything they could get their hands on. They drank themselves silly. And I want you to know, when God's already been there, maybe there have been times in your life like that. 1972, I got ready to go down to Oakwood College, had $300 in my pocket. Back then, it cost $500 to get in. That's a long time, almost a quarter century ago. And I walked up to the counter, and I put down my $300. And the lady looked at me kind of funny. She said, "Is that all you have?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "What did you say your name was again?" I said, "My name is Wintley Phipps." She said, wait a minute. She went to the back. She came out with a ledger card. She said, "This is funny. There's a ledger card here with your name on it with a credit of $633. This lady up in Munising, Michigan, heard that I was going to Oakwood College and sent this money so I could get in school. I went down, are you listening to me, like a leper. I went down there on faith and I found out that God had already been there. I want you to know, the older I get, the more this promise is real. And you can read this promise, Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord says, "He it is that doth go before thee." He goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you, neither forsake you. Fear not. Don't be dismayed. This morning, I want you to know this promise means that God is in your tomorrow, shaping it. Hallelujah. Arranging it. Ordering it. Preventing things that he doesn't want to happen to you. He's weighing burdens against your strength. Are you listening to me? He's smoothing your pathway for tomorrow's feet when there is no future. You see, with God, there is no present, no past, no future. He doesn't know the limitations of time. With him, 1,000 years are like one day. And a day is like a thousand years. That's why David said, you see, thou hast beset me behind and before. In other words, David said, man, well, David put it this way. He said, where can I go from your presence? If I was able to transport myself into the past, you're there. If I go into the future, you're there. I can't go anywhere because God lives in the eternal now. All secret things belong to him. Listen, how can I explain it? The events that happened to us are happening to us and will happen to us. God sees them as though they were one continuous stream of present. He does not know past or future. He lives in the eternal now. So when God says, I've been there, that's for your benefit, not his. God in our past is the source of our peace. God in our present is the source of our strength. God in our future is the source of our faith and our confidence. So when you are baffled and sin seems to triumph in your life, remember, he's already been there. One day a poet wrote a beautiful poem. Was about a bird that was swept into a storm. This little bird was battling this storm. You know, it amazes me how birds handle storms. If you don't understand what I'm saying, just go up in a plane in a storm. It amazes me how they handle storms. And I don't like the way they handle storms. But imagine being a little bird in a storm. This little bird was swept into this storm, battling, trying to get back home. Efforts were in vain, as the poem says, when finally the bird just gave up and yielded to the wind. Listen to me now. Thinking that the storm would carry it to its destruction. But the storm carried the bird instead to the sunny isles of England. And there that little bird was able to sing amidst the meadows and the forests. What I'm here to tell you is that often in life, all of us are like that little bird. And sometimes we fret and worry and we wonder what's going to happen. We're fighting furiously against the storms of life because of some trauma and trial. We think our lives will never be the same again. Have you ever been there? You think whatever you've been through, you'll never be able to come out of this. But I want you to know today, God's already been there. And before you realize it, the storm you thought was going to destroy you and kill you will end up carrying you to a place of still waters. I want you to know that storm that you thought would destroy you will carry you to greener pastures. That's the kind of God you serve. For you shall not go out with haste, Isaiah 52:12, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you. And the God of Israel, not only, hallelujah, not only does he go before you, Isaiah says he'll back you up. He'll be on your backside, your reward, your rear guard. Hallelujah. So don't come up against me from behind. He's there. God has promised he'll go before you. Now, before I close, look back at your life. Not yet. Look back at your life. And those times when things look terrible for you, God was just making a way out of no way. You ever been through something? Can't see. I'm just here to tell you, he's already been there. There have been times in my life when I thought I was going down for the third time. Ever felt like that? And then Jeremiah 29:11 kind of comes to your heart. I got plans. This is not the end. This is not how it's going to all end. They meant it for evil. God meant it for good. Stories told of how one day it was growing dark in an old barn, and a little boy came to the foot of the ladder and said, "Is you there, Grandpa? I want to come up." "All right," said the grandfather, "come along then." And as he placed his little foot on the bottom of the ladder, the little boy stopped and his troubled face looked up into the loft. And he said, "Grandpa, I can't see this top step." His grandfather laughed and said, "Son, put your foot on the round of the ladder where you are and then climb from there. God's not going to let you see the top step. He just wants you to put your foot on the round that is before you. Climb from there." Most of us would like to see the end from the beginning. God said, no. Take the step that is before you. Sometimes God will take you through a wide sea to give your heart a song. So I don't know what. You know, the Lord put this message on my heart. I don't know who it is. But you're worried about something. Don't worry about this church. God's going to take care of you. Don't worry about your family. God's going to take care of them. And sure enough, don't worry about your finances. I wish I was at liberty to tell you how God will step into your future and put a pot of gold there. So when you get there in need, it's already there. I've seen him do it. But you can't expect him to do it and not be faithful. Somebody heard appeal this morning. Said, "Nah, not for me. It doesn't work like that." Today, I want you to know God will make a way for you simply because he's already been there. You're going to have to trust that. And now I want you to pray with me. God says, "When thou passest through deep waters, I'll be with you." Praise God. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you won't drown. I'll be with you. When you go through the fire, you will not be burned. I've been through there already. I put a fire suit waiting for you so you can go through the fire. But you're going to have to trust him. Somebody here this morning is almost giving up. Oh, I don't know why, but God says, "Just preach it this morning." I don't know who I'm talking to. Somebody got a rejection this week. Reject the rejection. Say, "My God's already been here. He's going to take care of this. God is able to supply you with everything you need because he's already been there." Father, somebody here this morning needed to know that you have that kind of power. Somebody here today is sending up smoke signals. "Help me, Lord. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know which way to turn. Emotionally, I'm at my breaking point. Emotionally, I don't think I can make it." God says, "You can make it.
I've already been there. You don't think you can handle that temptation? God said, I've already been there. And when I was there, I made a way of escape for you. Just look for it. Hallelujah. Just look for it. Now, whoever you are, if God has spoken to you and you just want to thank him today, you're thanking him by faith for the way he's opened that you haven't seen yet. That's what faith is all about. Faith is when you grasp with your heart what your mind can't see, your intellect cannot comprehend. You just can't see. But today, listen to me. If you want to thank God by faith for the way he's opened for you that you haven't seen yet, I want you to stand to your feet right now. Say, God, I thank you for the way you have opened for me.
Well, that's the end of the message for today, and we're just about out of time for our program for today. I hope you enjoyed that message. He's already been there. If you would like to obtain an audio copy of the message, we invite you to call the Seabrook Church at 301-577-6342. The phone number again for the Seabrook Church, 301-577-6342. Today you will want to reference program number 266. That's program number 266, which will allow the good folks there at the Seabrook Church in the office to get the right program for you. That would be the program you heard today. We're also so appreciative of our listeners for your kind comments and your kind financial contributions, your prayers, and your support. And at every opportunity that we can get, we want to say to you that we appreciate all of this. My name is Adrian Westney Jr., and I hope that you'll join us again for another program. Until then, I want to wish you God's richest blessings until we meet again by radio. But until we can, remember the words written in John chapter 10, verse 10. That's where Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that that life might be the more abundant life.
In your